Would you take your baby to a chiropractor? Growing numbers of parents are choosing chiropractic pediatric care for their children, but not everyone is in favour. Tess Gilfetta found out more.
Chiro for kids. It's a practice that's becoming more accepted by new parents.
A developing spine is like developing teeth, growing teeth, making sure that they are straight and strong and balanced, and also that they're structurally supporting the body the way the spine is supposed to throughout their life.
Dr. Simon Floriani from the Chiropractors Association of Australia says it's not your typical idea of a chiro session, but a nurturing process.
Chiropractors use, you know, very, very gentle techniques on children and babies. Most babies sleep throughout their adjustments. It's so sweet. And if you just saw it happen, you would see that it's, it's something that the baby loves. The parents bring hundreds and hundreds of kids for that reason.
But some have their doubts, like Dr. Brian Morton from the Australian Medical Association's Council of General Practice. He says the idea of baby chiro is unnecessary.
There is no evidence that chiropractic care for newborns has any indication in good care for young babies. There is no evidence to suggest that manipulating a young baby's spine does anything at all for their general well-being.
Dr. Floriani says the AMA's stance is based on a misconception of the practice.
When people are assuming that chiropractors are twisting babies' heads around and mechanically twisting their spines around, they're misinformed. Chiropractors do very, very safe, gentle procedures, and no parent is going to allow their child to be manipulated and twisted and contorted. It's a ridiculous assumption.
Dr. Morton says he doesn't support chiropractors trying to fix what he says are normalities.
Babies naturally cry. Babies attach to breasts for feeding and unattach normally. What are they actually trying to fix? I'd question whether there is any link between crying and spinal abnormalities, nor differences in feeding.
But Dr. Floriani says chiros are more concerned with fixing problems caused during the birthing process.
Children are getting injured. There is absolutely no doubt about that impact on them and their spine, and chiropractors work very gently to reverse that.
He says the developed methods of childbirth cause more complications.
It's only been since the industrialisation of birth, which is probably only in the last 20 to 30 years, that we've had so much more instrumentation and testing and procedures and prodding and people applying all of these mechanical devices to birth that have started to create so many complications.
However, Dr. Morton says it's this industrialization that keeps our standard of living high.
In underdeveloped countries, infant death, in utero death is massive. In our industrialised and first world country, I should say, we have a very low infant mortality rate. Babies survive, women survive because of the new and better methods for childbirth.
He says in the case of a birthing complication, it should be left to the medical practitioners.
Where there is damage of a child's spine during the process of birth, that needs to be treated medically with properly trained paediatric physicians.
The chiropractic versus medical debate isn't a new one, with attitudes towards child vaccinations another contested issue. Dr. Morton stresses the importance of vaccinations and calls for chiropractors' support.
Immunisation or vaccination must be one of the best inventions for preventive health ever discovered and implemented. It's imperative that chiropractors support vaccination and immunisation because it's an intervention that saves lives.
But Dr. Floriani says people put too much trust in vaccinations.
We all deep down want the insurance policy that vaccinations suggest we're going to get, but it doesn't deliver. It really doesn't deliver, and it possibly carries harm.
Although he's not completely opposed to immunisation, he says he first considers everything critically.
We're not afraid to ask good questions with good critical thinking about all medical procedures. And just because you question the sacred cow of vaccination doesn't mean that you are criticising it. Every parent should be critical of every medical procedure because it's their child's life at stake.
As for baby chiro, there's no evidence that suggests it does more harm than good, and the alternative therapy continues to be used by many.
Just because it's not mainstream or, or you know, medicine hasn't taken up the baton and gone well into that direction, doesn't mean that it's not effective and that it's not a good idea.